This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas has announced its acceptance of an Egyptian Qatari ceasefire proposal, but Israel says the deal did not meet its core demands and has pushed ahead with an assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Still, Israel says it will continue negotiations. The high-stakes diplomatic moves and military brinkmanship left a glimmer of hope alive for an accord that could bring at least a pause in the seven-month-old war that has devastated the Gaza Strip. Israel has told some 100,000 Palestinian civilians in southern Gaza's Rafah to move to designated safe humanitarian zones in advance of a planned Israeli incursion there. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Palestinians say the area is already crowded and there is not enough infrastructure to support more people. More than a million Palestinians who have fled the months of fighting in Gaza are sheltering in Rafah, many in tents. There is growing international opposition to an Israeli invasion of Rafah. UNICEF said that 600,000 children there could face a catastrophe if Israel invades. U.S. President Joe Biden also discussed the issue with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
There were explosions in Rafah on Monday as Israel's military carried out airstrikes hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city. Israel has been threatening to launch incursions in Rafah, where more than a million people uprooted by the war have been sheltering. Israel says Rafah harbors potentially dozens of hostages and thousands of fighters of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News.